What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you as always. This is episode number 491 here on the show, which means we are fast approaching episode 500 here on the podcast. And we're going to hit that at the end of May, May 28th. And to celebrate 500 episodes, what we've decided to do, what I'm super excited about doing, is making this a celebration about all of you, making this a celebration about my students and also all of you. If you're a student, that includes you too. So here's what I'd like to do. I want to ask you to shoot me an email if this podcast has helped you get a win in your business, and hopefully as a result has affected your life in some way, big or small, big win, small win. I get Instagram DMs all the time from people saying like, hey, your podcast helped me launch my online business and it's thriving and et cetera. I want to hear those stories from you, okay? Because I'm going to profile you on the podcast here. Hint, hint, this podcast goes out to a whole lot of people. And so if you'd like me to mention you and the success that you've had, send me an email, support@rickmulready.com. support@rickmulready.com. Let me know what the success that you've had has been as a result of the show. Again, big or small, I want to hear about it. Okay. Today's quick tip. Let's get into it. Today's quick tip comes from within the optimized systems and processes pillar of becoming the optimized CEO of your business. Again, just to remind you, three pillars of becoming the optimized CEO of your business: optimized mind, optimized sales and marketing, and optimized systems and processes. Okay, because when we have the right mindset, reduces our stress, reduces our overwhelm. When we have optimized sales and marketing, more revenue. Yes, please. Thank you. And then optimized systems and processes is what's going to give you the freedom. So we're all about less stress, more money, more freedom. So today we're going to be talking about, I'm going to be sharing with you how I've become way more productive. Okay. Now, you likely do not know this, but I am a total productivity nerd. I love learning about productivity and efficiency. Like, you give me a book or whatever, or you tell me about a book, I'm going to read it, or a podcast episode or an article. And this is probably the reason why I have used every single project management tool you could think of, right? Over 7 years, I have used them all. We currently use ClickUp right now, and I love ClickUp. It's a lot. There's a learning curve to it, but you can do so much amazing stuff. If you want to check out ClickUp, this is just completely random. I wasn't even considering talking about it, but I am a proud affiliate for ClickUp. Just go to rickmulready.com/ClickUp if you want to check them out, okay? So productivity, I think I'm fascinated by it so much because I'm always looking for ways to be more efficient on my optimized CEO activities, meaning what are the things that only I need to be doing or should be doing, and building my schedule around ensuring that I'm getting those things done. Here's the additional factor in that that most people don't think about. I want to make sure that I'm being efficient on my CEO activities while also honoring my energy levels. And so, for example, I am by far way sharpest. I am the sharpest in the early morning before my daughter Maya wakes up. And then again, until around noon. And I refer to this time as my magic time, which I got to give kudos to Craig Ballantyne, who's been on the podcast here before. I first heard that term from him years ago, and I just love it. Your magic time is that time where you are the sharpest, where you know your brain is most turned on. You're firing on all cylinders. And it's magic because you're going to get way more done in less time during that time. You give me something to do at 4 o'clock in the afternoon versus something at 6 a.m. or 6:30, I'm going to get way more done at the 6 or 6:30 mark than I am at 4 o'clock. Okay. So I schedule my highest priority activities during my magic time. And I get more done in less time because my brain is functioning the best. Okay. So for you, when is your magic time? When is your brain most on fire? For some people, it's early morning. Some people, it's late morning, early afternoon, late afternoon. I know plenty of people who are just like, their magic time is late at night. That is not me. Okay. So number one, find your magic time. When is that time for you? And schedule your highest priority activities during that time. Okay. Second, for the longest time, I found myself jumping from one type of task to a completely different type of task during the day, right? Task switching. Anybody listening right now, raising your hand, like, yeah, I do that. I still do it to an extent. And I absolutely hate it because it gives me no flow to the day, right? There's no flow because I'm switching from one task to the other, and they're completely different types of tasks. So what I've done to overcome this is I become super intentional with my days now to create more flow within a day and also allow my brain to work on similar types of activities within blocks of time. You know, some people call it time blocking, but I'm saying even more so, like I'm blocking time, but then on a specific day of the week, which I'm going to get into, I'm grouping like types of tasks, if that makes sense. Okay. So for example, for me, Monday, I have team calls. So I have calls with my team. And then I also do some coaching sessions, right? Every other Monday, I do a group coaching call, for example, for my accelerator coaching program. On the other Mondays, there's a call for accelerator, but I'm not on that call. But then I might be doing another type of coaching call or what have you. So Monday is my team calls and coaching, right? So I know going into Monday, I'm going to be talking all day long. And so I know going in that that's the type of mindset that I want to get myself into. And so it's kind of consistent in that way. And then Tuesday and Wednesday are my quote unquote production days. This is content creation. This is interviews, right? So I'm recording this, for example, on a Tuesday. And so within the day, within Tuesday and Wednesday, I have blocks of time for doing content creation, for doing interviews, or if somebody wants to interview me for their podcast, you know, I would schedule it on a Tuesday or Wednesday because that's the type of activity I'm doing on those days. Thursdays for me, another coaching day, along with I've grouped in what I call review time. This is kind of catch-up time or unplanned things that have come up that I need to allocate time towards. So I have a block of time on Thursday afternoon for those types of things. So if I need to review copy or I need to review this idea or whatever, that's when I do it on Thursday afternoons. Again, I have coaching sessions in the morning, early afternoon, but that's what Thursday is for me. So again, yes, there's a little task switching there with the review time versus coaching. But again, I've grouped those activities within the Thursday. And then my Fridays, I have CEO time that I call it until around noon Pacific. So during the CEO time, this is my intentional time to think and to plan. I live in here in San Diego, so I go to the beach really, really easily. So I love the beach. I'm super calm at the beach. It's my happy place. And so that's a great place for me to think and for me to plan. You know, this is vision. This is where we're going. Improvements we can make to the business, my team, whatever it is. Okay. So intentional CEO time the whole morning. And then I have a team call to wrap up the week. And then I'm done. And then I work out and so forth. Okay. So that's how I work out my week. And creating this schedule with intention has been awesome for me and my team. I have way more energy. I go into the day knowing exactly the types of things that I'm working on that day, and I get way more done as a result. Now, I will say, I started this business in January of 2014, so we're a little over 7 years now. My friend, this has been a work in progress for years, and I finally found, I've been doing this for a little while now, finally found something that really works for me. And so don't get discouraged if you try to set your schedule up this way and you're like, yeah, this is not working. It's okay. The idea here is to say, okay, you know what? I'm going to test this type of schedule for the next 30 days. I'm going to evaluate the effectiveness, how I felt during the day, how effective was it? Did I stick to my times, etc.? I'm going to evaluate that at the end of each day. I'm just going to keep track of it, take a few notes. And then at the end of the 30 days, you're going to go back and review your notes and figure out what worked, what didn't, what do you want to change? What are you feeling good about? You know, you keep iterating that until you find that schedule that works for you, until something else comes along that causes you to want to change something else, right? Maybe you have a kid. That changed everything for me, right? So I want to just encourage you to be super intentional with your schedule, okay? And by the way, as far as planning the week out goes, there's so many different, you know, people advise different things. Some people say Friday afternoon. Some people say do it on the weekend. Some people say do it Monday morning. Other people say, hey, if you're doing it Monday morning, it's too late. For me personally, by Friday afternoon, I've done my CEO time on Friday morning. So I've gotten ideas that do they fit into the following week? Yes or no? So I take notes of those things and I can look at that time to fit them into my schedule according to my themed days, or I will generally wait until first thing Monday morning to plan out the week. So I'll do a brain dump and then I'll get things scheduled. If I run out of time in my schedule, because I finish around 3:30 each day to go spend time with my daughter, and I don't really start until 9:30 or so, 10 o'clock. And remember, guys, we are building our business around our life, not our life around our business. That's why the intentionality of your schedule is so important. So as far as planning the week goes, you do it when is most helpful for you. If it's Sunday afternoon, if it's Saturday morning, whatever it is, do it, right? But you got to be planned and intentional with your schedule. So I hope this has been helpful for you. Like, this is what, you know, the journey that I've gone on, and this is what's really helping me be way more efficient, both in getting things done and also conserving my energy and just feeling more energized throughout the day. Okay. So this is a very common challenge that I hear from course creators and online coaches who are already successful in their business, but they've hit a point now where they're just kind of spinning their wheels, they're overwhelmed, they're very likely burnt out, and they're not really sure what next steps to take because they want to optimize their business towards seven figures, right? But they want to do that without working longer and harder. And so if you're already averaging at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business, and you're doing all those things and feeling that overwhelm and burnout and confusion, all that stuff, then I want to invite you to apply for my accelerator coaching program. Okay. It's application only. And I'd love to be able to help you along with my team and all the other amazing members of Accelerator, help you optimize your business and your schedule and your systems and processes and mindset and sales and marketing and all that good stuff to become the optimized CEO of your business. Just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. rickmulready.com/accelerator. You can learn more and apply right there, my friend. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Super appreciate you. Until the next episode here on the podcast, be well, my friend. And I'll talk to you soon.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree, heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now. And I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.